It's time for a blessing. From the My Gospel Station studio here in Loras, South Carolina, it's time to present No Sugar Added, featuring the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. And now, here's today's message.
And today, just lift up the prayer list. Like I say, we've got a prayer list, and we've gotten, so many people needing prayer. We all need prayer, that it's hard to call all the names out. So we're just going to lift the prayer list up. But there's one that I want to call out, and that's my cousin, Darrell Opie Hilburn. Y'all keep him in prayer. He's had some surgery and stuff, and he's home recovering. Just keep him and his family in prayer, and the Lord have his hands on him and be with him, and get him through this time. And, I just want to praise God that for the opportunity to serve him and everything he's done for me and saving my soul. And it's just been a blessing. And I'm going to open this in prayer, and we're going to come right back with you. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to be here today, Lord. And Lord, I pray that the words that are spoken today, Lord, will touch someone, Lord, and bring conviction on their heart, Lord, to a renewing of their mind, Lord. And Lord, we just lift up the prayer list, Lord, and the Facebook prayers. And let's lift up my cousin Darrell, Lord, that you have your hand on him, Lord, and just touch him, Lord, and get him through this time, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you for everything you do for each and every one of us, Lord. And Lord, and this old election thing, they still got it going on, Lord, but I just say, Lord, just let your will be done, Lord. You know the outcome, and Lord, we don't, and we just leave it in your hands, Lord, that your will be done, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. And I got an announcement this morning, serving God is an experience sometimes, but the Lord had put something on my heart earlier this year, that he wanted the ministry to move forward, and I've announced, talked about certain things on the air, but it's come, that we're going to have an event January the 2nd at the Legion Hut here in Loras. I believe it's 2608 Main Street. It's going to be something kind of like a one-day revival. There'll be a couple of different speakers, and there's going to be some singers there. And we want to praise God for that opportunity. That's something that the Lord had kind of put on me, and I was, I'm not no organizer. I'm not no computer person and stuff like that, but the Lord has worked it out, because I was procrastinating and dragging my feet on it, and the Lord has moved it up, and Brother Marshall Russell will be with us, sharing the word ministries. He's going to join in with us up there, and he's going to be preaching too. He's one of the boys that's going to be preaching. And we just, we're praising God for that opportunity, and I pray that we see all of you there, or a lot of you there. It's going to be a blessing. It's going to be a blessing. We're going to start it like at 9:30. I know I'm going to get there at 9:30, because I ain't never been to the building or nothing like that. But Marshall was telling me, it was a good place, nice place. And so I'm going to be there at 9:30, to meet people and talk with people. And we'll probably start preaching about 10. And have some singers and stuff, and we just pray that y'all all come out and join us. I think it's gonna be a good experience. I don't think nothing about it, because this is something that God's been wanting done, and January the 2nd, that's on a Saturday. Like I said, we're all gonna be there at 9:30, and we'll go to 12, and everybody can take a lunch, because we're just starting out. We won't be able to furnish lunch and everything. We're gonna take a lunch. And we'll come back about 1 or 1:30, and then we'll start up again and go to like 5 o'clock. Just like a one-day revival. I drive a truck. I can't, go every night because of the hours and stuff of work. But the Lord just gave us an opportunity to do this. It's something that he wants done. And like I say, the name of the program and the ministry is No Sugar Added Ministry. And it's going to be a powerful day. It's going to be a powerful day. And I believe the Lord's going to, really move that day. And we just pray that you come. But this has been you know, it's something that the Lord put on my heart and it's been on my mind for quite a while. And all week, you know, I've been, you know, thinking about this here, the building, and, you know, and what the Lord wanted me to do and where he's leading me to. And I never got no message to preach. And that thing was troublesome last night, you know. I said, Lord, what am I going to preach on today? And, you know, and it's just like nothing weren't coming to me. Then he just come to me, you know, and said, tell them what you learned. So I've learned, you know, I entitled this message, if you look, you know, it's lessons learned, lessons learned. You know, and when I took over this radio program, or started this radio program, No Sugar Added Ministry, that was the Lord the name gave me, you know, no sugarcoat. Straight up the best way I know that God gives it to me, you know, like I say, I don't have no fancy words. I'm just a old country boy from Lawrence, and, you know, and I just use the words that I know, and you know, and that's just the man, you know, that God called me to be. But he told me, you know, what he put on my heart last night, lessons learned. What have you learned? You know, and a lot of you that know me that growed up with me know everything. I got into drinking bad and become, you know, a drunk, alcoholic, whatever you want to call it, for many years. But on July the 15th, I believe, 2010, the Lord Jesus Christ saved my soul. You know, and at that point in my life, there was a change. You know, like I say, I'm not perfect. I still make mistakes and get mad at myself. And, you know, but I have a Savior. I have an advocate with the Father. When the Father looks down on Jimmy Hardy, he don't see me. He sees the blood of his Son. I'm just a sinner saved by grace, the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing fancy about me. I'm just a plain old man. You know, and I've learned since I started reading the Bible and studying. One of the first things I've learned, and I preach on it a lot, and a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people don't. Is what we call the church, but I call the Father's house. To me, the church is it's a group of people, children of God, and then. You know, I call it, say, the Father's house because all the religious people weren't doing what it's supposed to do. It's just something I see. And it's something that I believe it is. It's kind of kept on the down low. People don't want to face up to it or, you know, and I believe a lot of pastors have got yellow streaks down their back. They're cowards. I believe that what I've been showed, lessons learned, that there's a lot of cliques, a lot of groups, a lot of committees that run God's house. You know, God placed an under-shepherd there to lead the flock. And a lot of times that under-shepherd can't lead the flock because of the cliques, you know, the committees. You know, they'll fire him. They'll do this. They'll do that. You know, because man wants to run God's house. And, you know, and it brings you back to the scripture where the Lord Jesus Christ asked, hey, what have you turned my Father's house into? You know, and I see that today. And to me, it's like it's something that's hidden. It's not hardly ever spoken about. But the Lord just weighs heavy on my heart about that. You know, we all are walking through our lives assuming, you know, especially a lot of people that proclaim to be saved, that you got it. We are. No, we're not. Not everybody sitting in the Father's house is going to go to heaven. Not everybody that proclaims to be saved is going to go to glory or is saved. You know, and I just see a lot of things, you know, that the Lord shows me. Because I'm telling you, people, you just take a good look around. We're in terrible times, perilous times. This world's going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, I posted a post this week of an old flour sifter, you know. A lot of you know, probably know what it is, and some of us probably don't, but, you know, it looked like a big old can. You know, and it had this little handle, and you used to, you know, in the old days, they pull flour in it and crank the handle to sift it. And that's what the world is to me. The world was like a big flour sifter. You know, we got all us people in it, and God is cranking the handle. And that's just what I see. The world's just a sifter. separate the wheat from the tares, you know. But there's just a lot going on, and that's one of the reasons the ministry was named No Sugar Added Ministry. You know, by what the Lord gives me and tells me and speaks to me and puts in my heart to preach, I'm going to preach, whether it upsets people, whether it offends people. You know, that's just the way it's going to be. Like I said, this event, November 2nd, January 2nd, I believe it will be a unique day, a special day in the Lord. I believe the Lord's going to be there, and there's going to be a good spirit there. And you know, I'm excited, and at the same time, I'm scared. You know, it's like a comfort zone. You know, we all have our comfort zones. There's a lot of people out there today. Now, God asks you to do stuff, and you can't. You can't. You don't want to come out your comfort zone. As a young woman, I talk to her all the time, you know, and I believe she's got a powerful testimony. And I talk to her, and I ask her, you know, you want to come give you on the radio here, you know, give your testimony, you know, there ain't nobody standing in front of her, you know, or nothing like that. And she can't. And it's just sad. You know, when the Lord sends somebody to you to ask you about something, like teaching a Sunday school class, giving your testimony, or, you know, a lot of different things, and you say you can't, you're not saying you can't to them people. The Lord sent that person there to give you an opportunity to serve him. And that's just the way it is. In John 15, verse 16, the Lord says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." So that's what I'm telling you, people. We get in our comfort zone. That same thing I had with putting this here program together. I was in this little comfort zone, you know, coming up at radio, preaching and going to church. But the Lord, he wanted me to step out, and I knew it earlier in the year. I just drug my feet about it, but, you know, he the Lord has his ways of dealing with you when he wants you to do something. And so it's been brought forth, and then we're going to have a great service that day. But when I was talking about the comfort zone there, you know, when you have the opportunity to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, if you go around proclaiming to be saved, that you love the Lord Jesus Christ, that you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and you get an opportunity to serve him and you say, I can't. You know, he went to the cross and died for you. His blood was shed for you. He died so that you could have eternal life. He did that for you. What if he'd said, "I can't"? You look at the pain he went through, the beatings, the struggles. You know, we can watch that movie, Passion of the Christ, where they beat Jesus and they hang him on the cross. And, you know, and a lot of people cry. I'm not one that cries that much, but it makes my stomach just turn. And I can only imagine that it was worse than that. This is something that a movie portrays, but I believe it was worse than that. He did all this for each and every one of us, and we get an opportunity to serve God, and we say, "We can't," or "I can't." Now, let me read you something else right here. You must step out of your comfort zone, because God cannot use you if you remain there. A lot of that's in the Father's house. You know, I've taught Sunday school, and I've talked to a lot of people that go to other churches, you know, about getting people to teach Sunday school. You can ask them about teaching Sunday school. No. Hey, but you're a child of God. You can't? You can't. Sad, ain't it? It is. Giving your testimony. I can't. You know, we're all in that comfort zone, or what I call pew warmers. We're just sitting around waiting. When the Lord Jesus Christ saved you for a reason. We got people in this world today that are lost. And without Jesus Christ, they're going to die and burn eternity in hell. And we can't. We can't. The ones out there that you look upon, that you don't want to talk to, that's the one God wants you to talk to. That's the one God wants you to talk to. And what you need to focus on is Psalm 23. That's a familiar passage. A lot of people know it. And I'm not going to read the whole passage, but Psalm 23, verses 4 and 5. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me." And like I tell y'all people today, it's like this event the Lord has blessed the ministry with to do on January the 2nd. And that's scary. It is to me. It is to me. But it's what the Lord put on my heart to do. And like I was telling Chuck up here this morning, I'm going to worry about that thing that's over with. You know, the devil's going to be playing with my mind. He's going to be putting all kind of thoughts in my mind about this, about that. But I'm going to put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Greater is he that is in me than he that is of this world. I'm going to follow the leading of the Lord. I'm going to preach what the Lord put on my heart that day. And like I say, you know, I portray the ministry here with a sword. No sugar added ministry, and it's got a sword picture. and it's just remarkable to me that God uses the sword to represent the word. You know, that tells you that the word is a double-edged sword. You know, you just picture a sword and what a sword is for. It's remarkable to me. You know, it's made to cut. It's made to do damage. It's made to you do a lot of things. A sword is, and you know, and that's why I use the word. You know, I use a picture of a sword. And I want to ask you today: will you follow God, or are you going to stay in your comfort zone? You know, this might upset a lot of people, but it's the truth. You know, you're going around proclaiming to be a child of the living God, that you're serving God, that you're doing this. You know, and you can't even stand up for him. Come on, give your testimony. I can't. Teach a Sunday school class. I can't. You know, go do something with the church. I can't. You know, and I get that sometimes. Hey, my commitment has been questioned on some things. I'm committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's got me on a path. He's got me on a journey. He's taken me to where he wants me to go. I'm going to grow in the Lord. My growth is not going to be hindered by man. You know, in Matthew 23, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us, "Beware of the men that sat in Moses' seat." Well, them men that sat in Moses' seat ain't going to hinder my growth. The Lord has proved that to me. The Lord has showed me how to stand up and walk out. And that's what I'm going to do. He's made a way. And this ministry is going to grow. And we're going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ to the best of my ability, to the best of my understanding. Now, when the Lord Jesus Christ called me, he didn't need nobody's help, didn't need nobody's advice. He called me, and I questioned him. I said, "What the world? What the world?" He says, "But what I want you to focus on is Psalm 23, verses 4 and 5. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me." And in Joshua 1:9, he says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Now that's a verse I got in my big rig on the dash. You know, I got it wrote. It's inside the big truck I drive. It's on the dash. And I see that verse every day. And like I said, lessons learned. One of the lessons that I've learned since I've become saved, especially since I answered the call to preach, since I answered the call to preach, things got more intense. Every time I doubt, every time the devil gets me discouraged, I think about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know a lot of you have read the Bible. Now, he came into this world, was not recognized. You know, people that I think, or thought, or think, were my brothers and sisters in Christ, some of them ain't. Some of them ain't. That's sad. But take a look at Jesus. Take a look at Paul, Brother Paul. Look at the walk Jesus walked. And Jesus plainly tells you in Matthew 23, beware of the men that sit in Moses' seat. You know, not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And this world's in a mess. This world is, I don't even have the words to describe it, but it's bad. It's bad. And like I tell people all the time, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is fixing to come. Fixing to come. I believe the time is at hand. But the Lord says to be strong, to be courageous, to move forward. You know, one thing about my walk, I might fall down. I can tell you, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes every day. Don't never think I'm perfect. I'm just a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, saved by grace. That's all I am. Nothing fancy about me. And God tells us in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. And like I said, I compare my walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. There are times, I can feel it all the time, how he felt, how he must have felt walking here, preaching the gospel, telling people about the kingdoms of heaven, telling people about the Lord, telling people everything they needed to hear, telling them about salvation, him going to the cross, being nailed to the cross, dying for each and every one of us. And so many of what was supposed to be his people turned their backs on him. His people. Like we would say today, is our brothers and sisters in Christ. Not everybody that says they're your brother and sister in Christ is your brother and sister in Christ. It's just where your spirits will know each other. You know, in the Father's house today, we have vipers. We have people that run their mouth, stab each other in the back. It's a gum. It's there. It's true. It's real. And like I said, the Lord put an under shepherd in the church to lead the flock. And today, there's a lot of them that can't do that because of cliques or committees in the church. It's sad. They got them big yellow streaks down their back. Coward. God don't like cowards. We ought to stand up, step up, walk out, and stand against this evil. Well, in Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through him that strengthens me. I can do all things through him that strengthens me. And this is just verses I'm reading to you today because of my journey with Christ. I'm talking to you today, you know, and what the Lord has revealed to me and what's going on in our world and our generation. I can do all things through him that strengthens me. And that's how I made it this far. No Sugar Added Ministry is not about Jimmy Hardy. When you watch these videos or you hear my voice on the air, it's not about me. If you're out there today and you know me in the past, you knew my life in the past and to what my life has become, that change in my life is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I had a program, No Sugar Added Ministry. You can say I'm the pastor of No Sugar Added Ministry. You can say I'm the preacher. You can say I'm the evangelist. But really all I am is a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Basically, in Horry County talk, I'm a farmer planting seeds. That's all I am. Nothing fancy about me. Not at all. I serve a righteous and holy God to the best of my ability. And I'm going to stand on what the Lord puts on me. And I'm going to swing the Lord. I'm going to swing the sword of God. And I'm going to preach the word boldly. Boldly. Everybody worries about offending. And I'm not. If God puts it on my heart, I'm going to speak it. I'm going to preach it. Straight up, straightforward, in Horry County terms. I don't have no fancy words for you. And I'm going to get off here now. You know, like I said, I didn't really have a message, but the Lord just wanted me to speak on lessons learned and what I've seen and what he's shown me. And people, the men of God are standing in the pulpit today, the ones that are proclaiming to be saved. We're in perilous times. The Lord is fixing to come. You can keep playing games. You can, whatever you want to do. He's that, you know, he's a loving God. He's not going to make you do nothing. He gave you free will. He gave you a choice. Heaven or hell, it's your choice. It's the choices you make. You make. And like I said, we got to stand, people. I really believe the end is near. I expect it any time myself. I really believe the end is near. And I just praise God for the opportunity to serve him. Like I said, on January the 2nd, we'll be holding this, like, I guess you call it something like a one-day revival thing. The presence of God's going to be there. The Holy Spirit's going to be there. And we're going to, I know a lot of you out there thinking, well, you know, it's like going to church. No, it won't be like going to church. I'm going to get there at 9:30 that morning, and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to give it to God. I'm going to let God roll with it. Ain't going to be Jimmy Hardy rolling with it. I just want the Spirit of the Lord there. I want it to do what it does. I'm just going to preach and let the Lord take care of it. They was telling me yesterday about making an agenda, how to do things. I said, well, you can do that. And when we get there, we're going to let the Lord go with it, see where he goes. You know, so we invite you all out, hope you come. And hey, if you're out there and you want to sing a song, just say so, brother, sister. We'll let you jump right up and sing unto the Lord. I said, it's all about, it's about him, and it ain't about me, it ain't about the ministry. It's about serving the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about getting right with the Lord. If you're lost, it's about accepting him before it's eternally too late. And we hope that y'all will come and join in, and just know that Jesus loves you. And I'm going to get off here and get ready to go to church. And y'all have a blessed day. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to speak today, Lord. And Lord, I just prayed I've spoken the words you want me to speak today, Lord. Lessons learned, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you to bless this event coming up, Lord, and to bless this radio station, bless this ministry, Lord. And we just put it in your hands that your will be done, Lord. It's all about you, and it's all about serving you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to No Sugar Added, a ministry program with your host, the Reverend Jimmy Hardy. No Sugar Added is a part of Legacy Radio, heard here on mygospelstation.com.